Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
I could still remember it clearly.
Do tell me.
Your father was a good Wu-Tang martial expert. There's not many who can match up with him.
Wu Worldwide DJ Coalition. Coalition.
The Wu-Tang DJ. DJ.
C Brown, baby.
So let me paint this picture.
What's the answer to the tip hop cancer? What's the answer to the tip hop cancer? They go to Everett. It would never come back. Back.
So let me paint this picture.
So hungry for real shit. So hungry for real shit. So hungry for real shit. It feels like I'm fasting. Yeah.
Let me paint this picture.
Go to Everett. It would never come back.
Walking with your head down, scared to look.
Twilight,
well, get on it.
Suckers,
scared to fight. The club! Keep talking, means you better shut the fuck up. Get your ass gun blooded and stuck up. No, we keep a gun tucked. Acting like y'all don't know what's up. One head nod, Amadeus, pull the fuck up. We the most cussed, the most disgust. Niggas ain't got no smoke for us. Come on. You fucking with a big dog, homie, y'all are poodles. I turn the back of your wig, piece of ramen noodles. Stay in your place, cause I'm cold with it. And when I see you face to face, that's a hole in it. Flashback to old dog, bitch, I'm bold with it. Jump on your road dogs and reload
they
with it.
They call me a rule bastard, let it sink in. I just got the balls to say what everybody else is thinking. That's how the game be. You see, I changed a lot. Now, motherfucker, the game changed me.
Till I kill all my enemies, leave them bent with the knife. That's what's wrong with these niggas, they scared to fight.
Heck
yeah. I said I would keep it cool on you niggas. Drop jewels on you niggas. Stay in my lane and don't act fool on you niggas. I'll sit back and watch how you move with your niggas. In black tutus and cruise to the figures.
Fuck yeah.
I'm Mel Gibson gripping tools on you niggas. Lethal weapon Beretta 92 on you niggas. I'm first prototype, so I'm not in tune with you. Move just as team blown out the room with you. Brownfield forever official. Saratoga Avenue credentials. Cut a nigga in half with a pistol. So I ain't really stole on your look. Fuck how deep your mob is, y'all niggas are shook.
Yeah.
It's written in stone in the books. I fall on blaze verses and hooks.
No.
It's not a phase, I covered the wave. A solid 20 plus in the game and brolic.
Stop it, stop it. What's wrong with these niggas? They scared to fight.
Walking with your head down, scared to look.
The dagger, make his blood splatter. Maggots in your stomach, that's what's screaming out MAGA. Look at your mom's face, she's screaming with the pastor. Hugged up, trying to pull her body off the casket. Everybody in the funeral, still gasping. Your auntie passing out plates of food and aspirin. Imagine, you don't want to picture that reaction. Bullets flying out them arms, like it's Madden. I've told y'all, to the death, I'ma be a warrior. Till I'm zipped up, laid stiff at the coroner. Cuffed up, backseat, crown Victoria. For letting bullets fly through your motherfucking cornea. Cool cat, but you shouldn't push me, pussy. Cause when it start poking, it be gushy, gushy. Nasty, disgusting, we won't be disturbed. I just gotta say the word and they mashing for nothing.
Hey, this your homegirl MJ with MJ's Hip Hop Connect, and you're now listening to Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show on BDSIR Network on Wild One Radio with the one and only Grant Body P.
Fatality. Shang Tsung wins.
Your soul is mine.
Yeah. It's time, Black. It's time. You feel that magnetic, right?
Pull it, pull it, pull it, pull it, pull
it, pull it, pull it. In a big old wheel. Hoping, turning, trying to roll up. Heel, twist that cap and he can pop that steel. If the perp don't get him, then the boy can't win.
And you know, and you know, and you know
that it's real, yeah. Oh, but you don't know, you don't really know how to feel. Trust is costly. Ain't life a bitch, girl, just divorce me. Time be frosty. That's why you only get one chance to cross me. Three different chicks, one caramel mocha coffee. Heaven help me, cause I'm still caught in the wheel.
Luxury car living, I'm ala hopping, the album's dropping. Do say champagne, the Henny gallons popping. Processing the accolades of life, calculating the hate, evaluating the price is known. My style alone, I could carry my own. Calm demeanor, though with various tones, I raise hell. When your features is as fresh as your sneakers, you age well. From the beeper ever, reaper buffers that make bell. Won't tell. Been through it, been influenced, been a student. Bossed up, there's been a movement, can't stop it. Locking chains and flying objects, frames over the optics. I've refrained to gossip, gotta get it. It's vivid, defining physics for minor critics. My kind is exquisite, respect first. Then we focus on net worth, that's how I work from the dirt when it's thirst and death flows.
And we're all just folks in a big old deal. Hoping, turning, trying to roll uphill. Twist that cap and you can pop that steel. If the perp don't get him, then the court can't win.
They're killing themselves.
When you know that it's real, yeah. But you don't know, you don't really know how to feel.
Kids in the dope bodies, we popping the most molly. Provoke homies, that's why it's cocked and close by me. Clear vision, never steer, my ears listen. I hear different, it's a scarce weird condition. Move dolly, send whoever, he can't hold me. Dance like Durant on the court, a young Kobe. Sun cozy, backspin, I'm past 10. What I spill can make an ice grill, nigga crack a grin. Gotta school him, too many fraudulence to fool him. One to them, or the police or I'm a doom. It's dysfunction, in the mix, don't miss nothing. From crack flips to now rap shit, it's just hustling. Follow suit, find a circle on alley-oop. And you too can hop in Ferraris and Audi coupes. King status, though from dreams it seem lavish. But anything attached to a fiend could bring madness.
And we're all just folks in a big old deal. Hoping, turning, trying to roll up hill. Twist that cap and you can pop that steel. If the perp don't get him, then the court can't win. You know, and you know, and you know that it's real, yeah. But you don't know, you don't really know how to feel.
The saga continues.
She weigh me.
You're my friend, but die today. You are used, the world is full of
woman. Five elements.
That's right.
DJ.
I know you're gonna dig this.
They fly through the vortex of quietness, peaceful as the cord disconnect, as the unexplained take over the cerebral cortex, and the warmness approaches you in the softness. Giant incense sticks burn, over earns, out concerned, how light turns, a lesson to learn. Our quest to serve, in the essence, questions are nerve. Health and blessing for those restless, our faces disturbed. Get a drink, hit the herb, help us think on your words. I wish you good thoughts, peace, breaking. The smell of rosemary and sage come from your grave. But you're not there, you rose the third day. You chose to leave while the earth stayed.
Hip hop show with Grandbody P. Please stay tuned as more music is coming your way.
Yeah, bowler that's pasta. And my bowler gang pasta. Dolo gang, bowler 13, I'm finna cockpit. Rock a mock neck, prospects looking amazing. I took it back to the basics. Shows packed with crooked faces. Shook the nation from the fact there was a lack of anything with any substance and a culture sounding flat. I don't care about the flack or backlash I get. I just spit what they be thinking over raw vintage. Jaws clenching, they shooting. Everybody call flinching. This changed since the Jim Crow days with all them lynchings. Kumite rap, Kwame Nkrumah slap. Kunta Kinte Kundalini fighting super laid back. Call a pat in my back, president looking forward. Strictly bust a cap on my past. Poe, killing me record time. Poe Bolo, I'm recognized since the first. Second line is pro bono. Who wanted?
Who you are next?
To catch a two-piece, wrap my foot right around your dome like a sushi. Who you looking at?
You are next.
To get blessed by these knuckle bones. You could write about it in your struggle poem. You over there?
You are next.
To catch a two-piece, wrap my foot right around your dome like a sushi. Who you talking to?
You are next.
To get blessed by these knuckle bones. You could write about it in your struggle poem.
Oh,
it's a tug of war between good and evil. Cuba and Apple's voice. It's for other good people. It's a mental exercise to remain calm, focused, and not use my arms and choke them. I meditate, sit back, drink a tea, and get some head from a vixen. Otherwise, might fuck around and get his head missing. It's a full-time job to woo-sha. Two sides to every tale. Stay grounded with the real, no fairy tales. Real men don't get ruled by emotions. I move kosher. I don't do tofu. Hit up the buffet at Whole Foods. My fist so full like Aretha Franklin. When I defeat the rankings, I jack the nigga off industry and keep the ransom. Keep him talking while I'm stacking. Thought I was relaxing. While you wigging out, I was prepping a course of action. Witness the death blow. Happy go lucky, this dummy left with his neck broke.
Fatality.
You are next.
To catch a two-piece, wrap my foot right around your dome like a sushi. Who you talking to?
You are next.
To get blessed by these knuckle bones. You could write about it in your struggle poem. You over there?
You are next.
To catch a two-piece, wrap my foot right around your dome like a sushi. Who you talking to?
You are next.
To get blessed by these knuckle bones. You could write about it in your struggle poem.
RZA, he used to make me rhyme. He used to fight me to rhyme. Cause I ain't rhyme, he'll fight me. That's one thing. RZA organized my style. Because I listened to the RZA and he organized my style. And then I took the Beatles and the Marvin Gaye's and the Teddy Pendergrass's and the Temptations and all that put together, and I just made it one thing, man. And it worked, man. It was called singing rapping, and nobody was doing it. So it made it a different style, you know. It made it a hip hop style that was untouchable.
Boy,
serving you up the
Stop
DJ
fucking
DJ
snitching
coalition.
On niggas, yo.
Snitch bitches.
Straight up.
Snitch bitches.
Get your cat killed back.
Snitch bitches. Time to get real. Time to get real. Sick of y'all.
1-2, 1-2.
Let
them
know now.
Rap rocks the world.
Yo. I know a drug dealer by the name of Hood Gorilla, who sold drugs by the pillar and rode with killers, who stashed their bodies on the hella. For Rilla, his right-hand man named Skrilla. They was making money, fucking snow bunnies, dipping blessing honey. On rainy days they made it sunny. Till the shellest cat named Fat Stacks started hating. The cops they was waiting, so he started snitching to the captain. Then it was a rapping, raiding his crib on satin. Now he's doing time in the max pen. Yo, fuck snitching, yo. Word up.
You a snitch, bitch. You never had shit. Talking to the cops just to get a hit. I'm a OG nigga, leave you dead in the ditch. Watching the way I change and switch. See me in the range and you think I'm rich, yo. I see you watching, you clocking, you son of a snitch. The speakers blown from Tony Tone beats. The bass from the speakers broke the concrete. People got mad cause they could not sleep. So they called 911 on Unique. Now you a snitch, I knew the situation was fixed. Now you trying to set me up. Police trying to shut me up. When no one's around, then they trying to fuck me up. throwing up a gut, knowing up my handcuffs, trying to demand stuff, call the man stand bluff. Now I'm on my way downtown and I ain't feeling how this shit's going down. Sagging ass police threw me on the ground like a clown. Fucked up my gear now. Cuffed up my Wallaby Clarks. When I get bailed out, I'ma see you after dark. Badge or no badge, I'ma blow up your lab and escape in a New York cab. Now I know your kids is bad because you homeless. You should've noticed not to fuck with Otis. Now you got the flames up to your shoulder. The devil slowly trying to take over. You try every drug that is, remain sober. Go to the store and get some baking soda. Black man, put your book in. Go ahead and get rich. I did it the hard way and hit a ditch. Or maybe the wrong way, or maybe the strong way. Just sit back and let the song play. This shorty, she love it the long way. For the sting of the Wu-Tang Sling. Damage anything you bring. Make dollars, no change. Sometimes I act strange or rearrange the things in life. Rule number one, take care of wife and the family. They should never need for nothing. Old Dirty Bass is my first cousin. He gave it to y'all. Raw BLO style and uncut. And I miss him to death. And I never miss death. But the way he smiled brought honor to my chest. Stayed in a bulletproof vest. That's dirty. Nut on a white girl's chest. That's dirty. Drink up in a dirty glass. That's dirty. Don't bring your nasty ass if you ain't dirty. You a snitch, bitch. You never had shit. Talking to the cops just to get a hit. I'm an OG nigga, leave you dead in the ditch. Watching the way I change and switch. See me in the range and you think I'm rich, yo. I see you watching, you clocking, you son of a snitch. You a snitch, bitch, you never had shit. Talking to the cops just to get a hit. I'm an OG nigga, leave you dead in the ditch. Watching the way I change and switch. See me in the range and you think I'm rich, yo. I see you watching, you clocking, you son of a snitch.
Peace, peace, y'all. This is Star, S-C-A-H-H-R, and I'm chilling with my man, the infamous Grant Body P. If you don't know, you better find out. And we are on the Reppin' For You show on the BDSIR network, the best damn show in Wild One Radio. Tell a friend and tell a friend. Atlanta to Wolverhampton.
Every day, every night. We on the grind, yo, it's our time. Every day, every night, we gon' shine.
Wu-Tang DJ.
Every day, every night, we on the grind, baby, it's our time. Every day, every night, it's on the grind, glowing in our time. Every day, every night, we on the grind, glowing in our time. I shine, you shine.
How that best serve you, breakfast without a curfew, bringing that sound, pound like stereo loud, you hearing us loud, like yo, Samity Sam, blaming a blam, cannons are fast, cameras flash, slash on the gram, passionate facts, they passing out crack, spasm for that, chicken pot pie, this is not lie, this is just facts, this is your plan, digital cash, is it miserable, huh? Get off that, giddy up on horseback, repping, waving your flag like a war vet, keep it more fresh, only that or more or less.
Every day, every night, we on the grind, yo, it's our time. Every day, every night, we gon' shine, glowing in our shine. Every day, every night, we on the grind, baby, it's our time. Every day, every night, it's on the grind, glowing in our shine. Every day, every night, we on the grind, glowing in our shine. Since I got in my purse up, Chef Marvelous, your girl can cook a verse up. Sicker than Mercer, major like Ursa. Go ahead, lick a flare, pull a rubby, kick a bear. Barbarella, none compared, cross my heart, anywhere. Shining like a citrine, glistening. Treat the beat like Mitch Green, now haters trying to switch teams, mixing earthy and hardcore to balance out the bully. Master at reading auras so I can see them fully. They unprepared to deal with the likes of me, cause I beat them to the punch. Hell yeah, that's the spike in me. Darling Nola with the gamma ray pistola, origami dollar bowler, knock the chip off your shoulder. Strictly about that upgrade, no time to throw shade. This go blow like grenades, bow down to catch the fade like what?
This is Smith & Wesson.
Yeah.
Representing the all.
Yeah.
WWBCC.
And we rocking with the Wild One
Grand
Radio.
Body.
Grand Body.
This is the 16-time world champion.
Yeah.
Nation Ric Flair.
Woo.
Coming into the Ivy tonight.
Yeah.
And I'll be limousine rock.
Yeah. Jet fly.
I'm a jet fly.
Yes,
I've been just stealing, wheeling, dealing, Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, knowing that every woman in the Ivy. Remember this, girls, none of you can be first, but all of you can be next.
Never let me explain my side of the story.
Pasa, Piggy, wheel that song there. Pull it up and play it again. Hey, that song there muy caliente. Adios mio. Pull it up, pull it up, pull it up. Pull up, people.
Pull up, people. Pull up, people.
Never let me explain my side of the story. Now I'm drowning in my tears. Gonna wake up from this nightmare one day just to hear you calling. Wake up, I was convinced. Make love would never be for us. Now here I am.
Lord.
Ordinary hour, counting every second, the memories drifting away, living by the minute. Ordinary hour, counting every second, the memories drifting away.
Yeah. Baby, yo. When it was good, it was great, but truly as of late, it's feeling like a mistake. And I hate leaving, but I feel the need to escape. I lost faith, I look at your eyes and see complacent. So face it, I ain't really in the chase. In an eighth of that sour to roll right in the basement, I see the love turn to hatred. You my forbidden fruit, Adam and Eve, into the snake bit. The same shit, screaming niggas ain't shit. Basic, all this time wasted, yeah. When you was telling your lies, I turned a blind eye. Take a subliminal shots right on my timeline, so I try. Aside from the fact you don't see it from my side, alive and I'm doing so well, so go to hell. I ain't got shit to say, baby, every single day my pain dripping away.
Living by the minute, ordinary hour, counting every second, the memories drifting away. Living by the minute, ordinary hour,
ordinary hour.
What do you think, Miss Garden?
Look damn good if you ask me.
Thank you.
Those legs, they look like they lead straight to heaven.
You think you could handle it, Angel?
I would give it a damn good try.
Always this producer, yeah. Yeah.
Body P, the best damn show in Wild One Radio in the UK, right there. He think he all fancy that because he got fucking, because he got billboards and shit. Okay.
Hey, listen, listen.
I'm going to drink for that shit. God damn it.
What you reppin'?
I know you're gonna dig this.
Bad news! Good for you!
Bouncing mystic, realistic, and simplistic, spirits visit.
we live it. It's intrinsic, it's McKissick, it's smeared like lipstick. Colorful on our souls, a mouthful of gold or a drummer's roll. Stories get told about us, that's why they so blind without us. Wherever we are, you can feel the prowess. Whenever we move, yo, we turn the style up. I'ma just give black power flowers, whether in the project or the palace. Even when the pale horse tried to gallop and stir it up, we kept the balance. We move in silence, we move the loudest. Ancestors in my dreams, they move the wildest. They prayed about us, prayed and shouted. Picture this country being brave without us. A slave's nostalgia, move through the woods with vigor. When we got free, the world moved with us. Now they wanna change their bodies, go figure. Used to call us, now they wanna be niggas. We the rivers that move through the jungle. Yo, when we move, we make the world wonderful.
Serving you up the beats, it's the WHO Worldwide DJ Coalition.
And who can move like this? Let me see what I can do right quick. My people were made in whose likeness? Boy, fly niggas ain't never flew like this. Pitch black butterfly from the other side. Somebody's style was lost, it wasn't mine. I'm in a small demographic, a real one dealing with all things classic. King fabric, linen and silk, from the home of the solid gold, honey and milk. The ones who built it from the mud, soil and sand. A black man, the world in the skin of his hand. Pop Dilla, sock when I shine beyond Stella. Fella, Kwame and Crummer, Mandela, leader, true color. The ink well dweller, my pen signs the New York Times bestseller. When I move, y'all move in my way. BD energy, I generate. How to never move weak, I demonstrate. Celebrating my peeps when I innovate. For my dons and divas, weighing eyes and evens to the non-believers, vagabonds and heathens, achievers. We ain't satisfied with dreaming. Long as I'm still breathing, watch how I move.
What up, what up? Chief, y'all. Chief Song. You are now getting down with Rant Body P on the best damn show on Wild One Radio, repping for you hip-hop show. Yeah.
DJ Indigenous. What up, UK? Post-Brexit. This is the Brentry. We gonna spit that Bringlish. Repping for you hip-hop show. The best damn show on Wild One Radio with Grant Body P. What up, Kip? And one love to Manchester. Peace.
Tank DJ.
Time to get to it. Judging this $100 battle. Shout out to the dirty unit. At the bar soon as I came in. Slap five with Damon. Bug at the fat Billy Blunt. Slaying the dancers on the dance floor. Getting to it. Break dancing, boogaloo and pop locking. Shit remind me of the unity. Rest in peace, the bigger beat. My underground Los Angeles history goes back to the early 90s. But when the 2000s came, we made a change. Club Elements is where you find me. Tradition got carried on strong. From Stilos to Breeze. Can't forget my man DJ Barnes. I used to look forward to kicking it. This shit was lit. And if you couldn't freestyle, then you just had to quit. Cause the type of MCs that you were running to would simply destroy you. That's what they love to do. Sounds like I live loud and contagious. You fuck around and take your head off. I'm radical
element.
It's a story to tell.
Here's how I'm telling it. Take you back to where I came from. Element.
It's a story to tell.
Here's how I'm telling it. Take you back to where I came from. Element.
It's a story to tell.
Here's how I'm telling it. Take you back to where I came from. Element.
It's a story to tell.
Do you recognize this technique?
Huh? Five elements.
Had a record deal, you still get pressed, cause you had to have skills to hold your own and elements. So many rapping wizards, the competition would clash. Whoever lost had to redeem themselves the next visit, cause even vets get their hats handed to them. Some of your favorite careers almost got ruined for kicking written rhymes, the crowd would start booing. Front, you'll be the sacrificial ram damage with your pride in the garbage can to talk humble. Ghosts back Hollywood usually fumble. Me, myself, I was a regular. Signed an endoscope, but still looking to eat your food just like a predator. A few fist fights, but nothing major. Shit was kinda player, cause even the ladies love to kick it there. Before battling, catch the butterflies. Cause you know your ass is fast if you had to battle otherwise.
It's
an element.
Story to tell.
Here's how I'm telling it. Take you back to where I came from. Element.
It's a story to tell.
Here's how I'm telling it. In case you haven't heard of it. Where I'm coming from, an element.
Put your fucking hands in the air. It's the Wu Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Now I'm telling it. In case you haven't heard of where I came from. Elements.
Oh, man, I know you was feeding them tune in. We know you was feeding them tune in. Hey, grab body, P, Wu Worldwide DJ Coalition. The BDSIR network, it is the best damn shot in worldwide. Radio re-rocks the spot. R920 and mid-spot your radio network, Wu boy. Yo, this is a record for you hip-hop show. It is a Wu DJ and a gentleman, man. We are sponsored by Got the Juice. Hey, we got the juice now. And the Princess Hair Extensions, man. Let's run you through the tracks that you've heard already. Or if you just tuned in, don't worry, because it's not too long now until the big interview with the man car St. James, man. Shout out to English Promotions each and every time, man. Hey, this is how it went down, man. Top of the show, we started it off, kicked it off with Terminology, MOP, Teflon, zoned out of that Twilight Zone business, you get me? Then we went up to AZ and Jaheim, The Wheel, you know, you've got the Double or Die album coming. Then, Killer Priest, Taya Van Sage, and Fred in the program, Tim Carr, The Dark Planets. Big tune. Then Napoleon the Legend, though. Napoleon the Legend and D.U.S. Tinker Bolo Young. Yo, we love Bolo Young, you know, we love that dude. Rada Sunlord came through with the Ninth Prince called Snitch Biatch. Then Monkilla, Carnage. The lady called Star, friend of the program, Tinker Shine. I shine, you shine in this day and time. Melissa J. Sicaro Sosa, Tinker Drifting, Night Tune followed by Dean Riggs with the Broken Superman. Shout out to Chaz, you know what I mean? No respect for that one, man. Y'all, that's a lovely tune, you know, me like that. Then, Common, Black Thought, When We Move, brand new, man. The new album soon come from Common. Finally, DJ Revolution and Planet Asia with the Elements, man. Y'all, we're gonna keep it moving, man. We got the big interview with St. James coming, but first, not before, Dion can rap like this. Then Fashawn got the big tune with Sir Vetriana. All Hail the King. Followed by my favorite tune of the moment, Nas. Think of my Bible. Watch this.
Yo, what up? This is your man DJ Lord Jazz, straight from the world famous Lords of the Underground. Right now, you're checking out Grant Body P, repping for you hip hop show on the BDSIR network, the best show in Wild One Radio. Hit 'em one time, make it funky.
Okay, party people in the house. You're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. The Grand MC. MC.
MC.
Like this.
Before the needle touched the record, I
grab the mic like a weapon. They crown me like a fight broke out. I'm kicking rhymes like I'm Ip Man. Since I had the Huffy with the broke kickstand, I used to hustle just to eat rallies. Babyface glow, feeling like Antonio, straight out of Cincinnati. Hey man, you know the deal, keep it real, bro. The weed with the Henny make you feel it more. Dip, dipping low, baby, don't be difficult. I'm singing, sipping Merlot, it helped me hit the note. I give them hope where they thought it wasn't. Wrote my lyrics like literature, now I'm rap prime minister. I saw it written in the hieroglyphics, they call it graffiti. Can't read it, you gotta feel it when rap was life. Was you there, do you remember? If not, then write it down, take a picture. Don't forget that it's been a minute since you heard a hit.
Like this,
can't nobody give it to you quite.
Like this,
you just another sucker.
MC.
So tell me, are you a rapper or a
MC?
It's been a minute since you heard a hit.
Like this,
can't nobody give it to you quite.
Like this,
you just another sucker.
MC.
So tell me, are you a rapper or a
MC?
I got to know your favorite rappers like. We don't rap alike, so they envious. I move the crowd like the venue switched. I rhyme serious. And father these rappers, the boy in the hood evolved into furious. Give me the motherfucking gun tray, cause it's my own neighborhood and I don't feel safe. Temporary place, gas up the bucket and I'm on the way. Don't mind these diamonds in my roly face. A wise man told me hustle motivate. Came from nothing, now I run it like a stolen base. Hip hop like records filling up milk crates. She said her first love is rap, that's a deal break. This for them niggas in the trap behind them steel gates. In front of the store, the co-ed dorms. This is the culture that I do it for, keep moving it forward. But when it come to rap, please remember, don't forget that it's been a minute since you heard a hit.
Like this,
can't nobody give it to you quite.
Like this,
you just another sucker.
MC.
So tell me, are you a rapper or a
MC?
It's been a minute since you heard a hit.
Like this,
can't nobody give it to you quite.
Like this,
you just another sucker.
MC.
So tell me, are you a rapper or a
MC?
You see the hustle with my eyesight. Close my eyes and see dollar signs. I got Obama ties, presidential in that luxury car I never drive. Let my wife whip it while I'm rolling trees in it. Time to manifest. Old school dresser with the tech, loaded like a new rapper. Swear your whole crew cowards. I'm all like Kawhi, take my New Balance. They eager to see the kid like a new parent. City king of boom bap, bitch, I don't care if you do rap. I switch verse, no shooter app. Who was that? It's Dion, DCR, got a booty slap. On my phone, was that your mom? Just a slang audio, raw shit. Live by the code of 5%. And fuck you rappers, I'm your father figure. Darker liquor, with no chaser than mind shaper. Nine with the laser, crooked cop annihilator. That it's been a minute since you heard a hit.
Like this,
can't nobody give it to you quite.
Like this,
you just another sucker.
MC.
So tell me, are you a rapper or a
MC?
It's been a minute since you heard a hit. Can't nobody give it to you quite.
Like this,
you just another sucker.
MC.
So tell me, are you a rapper or a? That it's been a minute since you heard a hit.
Like this,
can't nobody give it to you quite.
Like this,
you just another sucker.
MC.
So tell me, are you a rapper or a?
MC.
It's been a minute since you heard a hit.
Like this,
can't nobody give it to you quite.
Like this,
you just another sucker.
MC.
So tell me, are you a rapper or a?
MC.
Peace, peace. What's up? This is your boy DJ Flipside, representing Hellraiser Music Inc. I want to give a huge shout out to Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show, BDSIR Network, Best Damn Show in Wild One Radio, with my homie Grant Body P and Ani D. You know how we do, let's do it.
Feels good. Yeah, yeah, feels good. Make sure my mic apparatus is right.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up! Yeah.
Yeah, I wear that F cap like a crown. No cap, you never gave a scrap to the town. Fact, I'm like the ambassador now. I send a backpack rapper back underground. Don't know money, don't know Brody. I got OGs, you got OGs. I went OG, did it for Dolly. Came back from NYC with a new rollie. Wrist full of frost, just to piss niggas off. No bricks when I ball, give a shit what it costs. Use a bitch, I'm a boss, book a lift and get lost. I got too much drip, too much sauce.
Wanna shoot your shot? Have a standoff. Turn wherever you land into a landmark. May Veterano be my witness. That boy Santiago was the illest.
All hail the king. All hail the king.
We know who I be, F-A-S-H, don't need ID, 100 times 4, but I'm no YG, no SFV, I'm San Joaquin, I say I've seen, shit that I've seen, visionary when y'all fail to dream, all well, all hell the king, I slander your name, especially in public, I'm disgusted with dogs, do I gotta discuss it? This ain't a diss, it's a declaration. Come take a risk with your reputation. May everybody be a witness. That boy Santiago was the illest.
All hell the king.
Hey, man, we gon' lose this shit like this, my nigga.
Yay, through I walk through the valley of infidels, suckers, who adhere to sucker religions. Life's the Bible. We live in the biblical times. First chapter. This chapter called men. Given knowledge by the psychotic, the black was college. We don't add it up, then that shit'll leave us divided. It's sorta like Ten Commandments. I'm talking about men and standards. I'm trying to reverse the damage. You boys obsessed with cameras. The debt we was handed. So many move like Judas. Look at the past, it's proven. It's my duty to speak truth to power. I be feeling like it's my fault. Around your enemies, then they call you before you hear about it. Talk to you like it's still love, keeping your vision clouded. Trying to get cool with guys cause you want them to choose sides. Campaigning with the haters, dismissing truth for lies. Definition of a man, don't fall on the stand. For your soul, the exec let you hold in advance. Don't be discouraged, just go with the plan. Gotta have faith in God's grace over the land. And I pray for the day when they lay down the cage. Make their way up out their maze, get their mind up out of days. Too many mamas laying flowers at their graves. Don't rap about death, it's power in what you say. Second chapter, and you get what you give. It's power in how you live. I sit and talk with the kids and tell them just how it is. Go straight to avoid the bid. Living fast to wait, stay down and work on your grades. Speak gospel for the next generation. You could have it all, just don't side with Satan.
No!
I seen her take down most of the greatest. Hotel suites, Hollywood stars hanging. The other side of what you think is fly. Your jury could be cursed and so can your ride. Let that soak in your mind. Suburbans and Beamers. Shout out with Ninas. How to stop a young genius. Spiritual you like a deep cut from Shirley Caesar. I wonder if it's Jesus when the baby reach up. Sharpening up myself cause I know they need us. My African skin gave me the passion to win. Praying this doesn't come to a tragic end. Third chapter. This chapter called women. Y'all been the rib since the beginning. A woman's intuition is what a man is missing. To understand your wisdom is something I had to learn. Somehow you the most unprotected on planet Earth. Your smile lift me up and your eyes kiss my soul. Your sweetness is honeycomb, such a lovely tone. You hold the power to make a house a home. Because of you I wanna right my wrongs. Kiss your mother cause we only get one. A grandmother's words to a grandson. Beautiful mind, developing time. Checks every month cause you held me for nine. They might see an image of a woman who's flawed, but I see a woman in the image of God. Highest of God, I light a cigar. To men, women, and children, my Bible is out. Open it up, listen to it anytime. That revelation vibe. Get you through it. Ain't none of us perfect. I damn sure ain't praying this doesn't come to a tragic end. We just gonna hope for the best and do our best to be our best, no less. Yeah. Y'all woke up this morning, had to pray to God and thank him cause I made it this far. I kept it me. I'ma stay me no matter what. No matter who change up. I'ma try to get him to see the right path. So I think I'm on the right path.
the moment we've all been waiting for. It's time!
It's another exclusive, only from the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Yes, sir! BDSIR Network, this is the best damn show in Worldwide Radio. We are sponsored by Got the Juice! Who got the juice now? And the Princess Hair Extensions with I&I, Grand Body P, Worldwide DJ Coalition at your service. We have a special guest in the building. Big music about to drop. All that under the covers, all that baby making music, all that great stuff. Hey, we're going to talk about it all, man. New artists you got to watch out for. We're going to talk about it. Welcome to the Reppy For You Hip Hop Show. The man called Saint James! Saint James! What
up,
brother? Welcome to the show, man. What's going on?
What's up, man? Just doing it, man. Just, just relaxing, man. I just got back from battling with COVID about 3 weeks ago, so...
Bro!
Like, you up here at a 10, like a 20, and I'm here, like, at about a 7.
Man! Yo, I'm glad you made it through, man. I'm glad you made it through the whole COVID madness, man.
Me too. Barely, bro. I'm almost was out of here, bro. That bad. I didn't.
Whoa.
Yeah, real talk.
Whoa. Yo.
Somebody gave it to me in my studio sessions. I don't go nowhere but home and straight back from the studio. I don't go. Ever since the pandemic, I haven't really been out much. I just try to mind my business, keep working on music and work virtually and stuff. And man, somebody must have gave it to me in my studio. That's the only, they do the skip tracing or go back to figure out how you caught it. So I did all of that stuff, man, and I just narrowed it down to a specific person. And it's cool, you know, lesson learned, mask at all times in the studio, you know. That kind of thing.
Yeah, man. Imagine you stayed in, you pretty much kept yourself to yourself, and then someone had to come in. And it still couldn't avoid it, man. You know, you just got to show, man. Be careful who you let in your circle, right?
Yeah, that's right. Because you don't know what other people are doing when they're around you and who they're around. You just don't know. And that's the unfortunate thing about an invisible virus. You can't see it.
Yeah.
You can from anywhere, surface, anybody, anything, man. And so, you know, and the whole vaccine debate is a whole nother story. I don't want to be...
Nah, I ain't trying to talk about the vaccine. The only reason why I ain't trying to talk about the vaccine is because I've talked about the vaccine on this show a million times. Matter of fact, I've probably talked about the vaccine on this show more than I've promoted new music.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that stuff, man, because everybody just wants to argue, so people don't want to agree on nothing, really, so I don't got time for it.
When you come
back from something near death like that, you know, I was already a pretty upbeat, positive, direct, you know, enjoy life kind of guy, but this makes me even more, appreciative and just to a point where I'm just not in the mood to deal with nonsensical and immature and just silly stuff when there's so much more to life than that. And then when life being so possibly short for a lot of people, you ain't got time to be playing games with people at this point.
True indeed, man. Yeah, man, it makes you appreciate life, makes you enjoy life, you know what I mean, as well, because, you know what I mean, we get told all the time, man, it could be all over tomorrow, you know what I mean, I mean, even with me now, right, we're at my day job, and somebody who works on the same table as me, catch the virus, you know what I mean, and I was like, hey, yo, hey yo, not this way. Anyhow, enough of all that, man, because you know why, Saint James, we've only got a 2-hour show, right? And we've already gone halfway through the show already, right? So, Back the Covers EP Volume 1 is out there right now. That's a celebration because it just hit 5 million streams. How does that feel, brother? You know what I mean? You beat COVID and then you get the news that your EP Back the Covers Volume 1, it get 5 million stream. How does that feel, man?
Hey, for an independent artist with no label backing, that's awesome, man. Just a testament of the hard work of me, myself, my team. Just the relentless work ethic and drive that it takes to get out here and promote yourself and get rejected a lot of times.
Mm.
You know, people know how that R&B is a tough sell in a hip-hop world.
It is, man. Even more than it ever was.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, even down to today, on my social media, and there's, one guy talking about, as a matter of fact, I'm going to name him, man. Big ups to the Professor Mike Jordan. You know, whether you heard of him, I don't know, but he was talking about how he can't, these days, he really can't stand how people be talking about hip-hop is dead and all that kind of stuff, you know what I mean, and, you know, being trapped in a certain era, and it offends me too, you know what I mean, because it's like 15 years later since Nas's album dropped, when it was given that title, and everyone's just running with it up until the present day, and it's like, nah, that's not right, man, that's not right. So with that said, how do you feel about R&B, because, I mean, I've noticed on your bio, it says, don't abort the R&B mission. Don't abort the R&B mission. So, yo, your thoughts on R&B, man, because we're not here to talk about hip-hop, man. The hip-hop segment done. Let's talk about R&B.
Yes, sir. Well, listen, man, R&B, when you get older in the industry or doing music, people kind of want to date you and make you ageism and try to put that tag on you. Nah, man, good music never gets old. A hit record will always be a hit record.
Yeah.
And whether, no matter what the genre is, if it's hot, people gonna like it. You know, everybody may not like it, but I use the analogy of Baskin and Robbins. We got an ice cream company here that's called Baskin and Robbins. They have like 31 flavors, I believe. Everyone that walks in Baskin and Robbins is not gonna eat all 31 flavors. May not want to get chocolate. May not want, coconut or whatever, but it's still ice cream, baby.
Yeah.
So whatever your flavor is, my music may not be your flavor, but it's somebody's flavor, and it's ice cream, and that's kind of how I live. You know what I'm saying? R&B music is just, I think R&B is struggling because people stop, pushing it and being passionate about it.
Yeah.
Up on it. We start pop records and trying to sound like other people to try to get money.
That's because true.
Let's be clear. The industry in America, I'm not so sure how it is over in the UK, but here in America, it's racism to me, bro. The whole music industry. I think the music industry is racist as hell. So they don't put money in urban acts. They don't. The major labels aren't putting millions of dollars behind black artists.
Whoa.
Like none. Real talk, bro. There's no money. Listen, pay attention to it. There's no money being poured into the urban divisions of no label. The half of those labels don't even have a black music division or black music or urban or R&B section or side of the house. It's all pop, rock, and hip-hop.
Mm-mm.
Real talk. But listen to Chris Brown. Chris Brown, as an example, he ain't even considered R&B no more.
Yeah, he's pop. Yeah, he's considered pop now.
Right. Even R&B.
Whoa.
It's insane. This boy was, when he first started out, couldn't even sing without a lisp. Sound like he got something in his mouth.
Yeah.
Come on here, bro. So I'm just giving you my opinion that I believe that the music industry in America is racist. It's turned into, like any other systemic situation in America, it's all about class and race. So you think about it. Why would the music industry, is a multi-billion-dollar conglomerate, why would there not be racism prevalent in the music industry? Probably more so than any other industry. You got it in education, you got it in corporate America, you got it in the healthcare field. Why would it not be in the music business? So if they don't care about black people, outside of exploitation of young rappers who are making the industry billions of dollars, because that generation, the tech generation, the smartphones, the TikToks, and all that, they are the ones that's sharing all that music, streaming all that music. Listen, the baby got one record with 586 million or more streams. 586 million. Bro, that's rap. And it ain't, and a song is all right, but it ain't that. It ain't all of that. But I got 5 million streams, and these streaming companies are trying not to pay me my money.
What's, yeah, I mean, why? because it sounds like they're wanting it for themselves. You know?
Listen, listen, man, I just always keep it transparent and real, but these companies try not to pay you your payouts or royalty of your public, I mean, your stream money. Now, we get pennies, dude. You should get $10 for a CD, $9.99 for your whole CD. You might share, you might give up 30% of that with these distribution companies like CD Baby back in the day.
Yeah.
You still walk away with $7. If 1,000 people bought your CD, you got some bread. $7,000.
Mm.
That's a nice piece of change to pay your mortgage, buy some groceries, and buy the lady some shoes or something. now you can't even sell your records for penny on a single. So I'm streaming 5 million streams. That might be, if I'm lucky, $5,000.
Man.
I'm telling you, it's crazy. So R&B ain't got a shot in hell if people don't start demanding the label and the corporate industry. It's like supply and demand. If you think about all the stuff that's going on, they targeting the young kids.
Yeah.
They're not targeting people that got jobs, 401ks, retirement plans, money in the bank. That don't even make no damn marketing sense to me. You're targeting kids that don't even have jobs.
Yeah.
Instead of people with income that will go to shows, that like to go, you know, spend money on certain things. As you get older, you get more leery about what you spend your money on, but you can also get more sophisticated in your purchasing.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I feel that myself. Yes. Yes. man, that is true, man. Wow. So keep it in mind, you hit 5 million streams, but boy, these stream people, man, it's like, that's why it's so important now to own your own music, right?
Right, and ownership.
Yeah. Because now you've got your own record label now. You've got your own independent thing going on?
Yep, I got an independent label, Household Name Entertainment Promotions Company, English Promotions. I'm the CEO of English Promotions. Lisa English is my promotions and marketing director, one of the best in the game.
Yeah.
She definitely, my traction is phenomenal for independent artists, which is continuously building, signing new roster of clientele. We're just trying to help the independent artists with the basics, because a lot of these cats don't know the basic stuff about promotion. Instagram page, few little bit of followers. There's all kinds of opportunities out there to build your following like that organically. Your streams, certain things you can do to stream without having to spend money on fake streams and bots and getting caught up in that. Because once you get caught up in buying fake streams and bots, those streaming companies will kick you off the platform. You can't even put your music back up there if they catch you doing that stuff, man. It's crazy. They get real strict, Spotify, all of them.
Oh man!
So,
with that said, right, that's why I have to give props, give fans some praises, flowers to De La Soul. They got their masters back. You know what I mean?
And the thing about it is, they should have never had to give a fuck, bro.
Isn't
it? Think about the word masters. Don't that sound racist? Don't that sound slave?
Yeah. That's true. Yes.
Come on, man. Think about that. You get your masters back from the master. It's like getting your freedom papers.
Yeah.
Dude, this stuff is real deep. I'm a political guy for the most part anyway, and I don't have a problem mixing a political commentary in with the music because I believe it's all connected. You know what I'm saying? So I believe that, I'm going to keep on saying it. The music industry, like any other industry in America specifically, does not cater to the African-American. Let me tell you another thing. There's no income base for African Americans, but 90% of the people in America that I believe, that's my percentage opinion, depend on the music industry to feed their families, bro, or try to. Most people coming out of prison situations, coming out of poverty situations, lack of education, lack of socioeconomic support, programs, services. What's the first thing they do? I'm a rap, I'm a sing, I'm going to shoot videos, I'm going to do back clothes, I'm a make juice, or I'm a do to an alcohol brand. We doing everything entertainment based. Ain't nobody talking about being lawyers, doctors, scientists, mathematicians.
Yeah.
None of that going on. So if you want to ostracize a whole generation and race of people, if they're all in one basket already for you,
in the fine print, you know what I mean? It's an R&B artist we're dealing with, you know, St. James. You know the story we have, what happened with TLC. You know what happened to them. They're like, no record deal, this. Oh, snap, we broke.
Yep.
Just like...
One penny. Crazy. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, man. You know, you never think it, man. There's, yeah, man, some real sharks out there, man. You gotta be careful.
Real careful. But it's unfortunate, man, that people have to go through so much traumatic, some PTSD stuff over making beautiful music.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
It's insane. It's just music, man, and in the end of the day, you should never be fighting and killing and arguing and stealing and hurting people over music. Now, the business, I get it. Money, future royalties and publishing, I get all of that point. That's your money. But the music itself, we shouldn't be fighting and arguing and treating each other anything but respectfully. Over records, man. It's just music, man. So I don't like all of that stuff that the music industry does. That's why I like my independence. My power is in my autonomy. I can do what the hell I want to do.
Yeah.
I can put a record out today, drop one next week.
Yeah.
I can say what I want to say.
Yeah.
You know, because the minute I sign a contract, it's a wrap.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, it's not like if artists do get that big deal, it's not like we're going to turn around and say, oh, what did you do that for?
You know?
No,
not at all.
Nah, man. I'll congratulate them the same way, but you'd be like, yo, just be careful. But if you can make your own thing, and that's what we need a lot more of, man. Definitely, man. Definitely. We as black people talk about, oh, we need to help each other, we need to support each other, we need to do this and do that. That's why the police keep killing us off and all sorts, you know what I mean? All them things, you know what I mean? If we had our own foundation and base and all that, then we'd mean something. Boy, we got a long way to go, man. 400, 500 years.
it'll never happen. I'm just being honest. I'm not trying to be cynical or negative. I'm being honest because we are predisposed, at least in America.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about black folks in the UK. You know, you guys got your own level of racism you deal with over there. But I know it's crazy, but over here in America, ain't nothing like it. This, you know, because you're... Because you know England and all of that, you know when everybody moved over to America and all that stuff and all that whole pilgrimage and all that stuff and establishing the United States and the whole Constitution and all that, we were defecting from England at that time. So it was just a different country over there. And so when all the transatlantic slave trade started and they start bringing Africans into America.
Mm.
It just changed the narrative. The hate is just real over here, bro. It's incredible. Like, for no damn reason. Like, I'm like, dude, I have no problem with whatever race you are. I got a right to drive down the same road to get to work that you drive down. So get the hell out the lane stopping me to get to where I got to be to get my goals met. I don't care what your color is, what your race, ethnicity, religious beliefs are, but I have a right in America to drive my car down the same street that you do to get to where I need to be.
Yes.
Mind your damn business, stay out of my face, and I won't bother you. And since we got to be divided anyway, just mind your business. The problem is everybody knows each other's business, worry about what somebody else doing, and you got your own problems. That's the same thing in the music business. Everybody worry about what you doing instead of I'm too busy making hits to be even noticing somebody like me.
You ain't lying. you're not lying because we gotta talk about some of those hits in this interview, boy. We gotta talk about it, man. We ain't gotta worry about that. One thing I picked up on, or rather you touched on, is the whole UK and Europe and how we do things over here. It's kind of surprising how you say the music industry is mad racist over there in the States. And I mean, I know it's like that over here as well. You know what I mean? It's definitely like that over here as well. I want to, and this is a part where I go on a big, give a big shout out to the man called Ty. You know what I mean? He passed away last year, COVID complications and all of that. You know what I mean? And he was on the, he was on my show, and he was talking about how, you know what I mean, that only let black people go so far with music in terms of winning awards and getting recognition and all of that. Yeah, man, it's just as bad over here, man, as it is over there in the States, from, you know, from what you're saying. But at the same time, you mentioned Europe. So let's talk about Europe, most notably Germany. Let's talk about your experiences there, man.
Oh, man, I'm just stationed in the military. I'm a 60-year Army veteran, so I was stationed in Germany. I also previously had some success over in Germany, a fan base. My previous artist name was Stanley James years ago. Had a real R&B following over there. Went to Berlin.
Okay.
Sweden, Norway. I've been in England, too. I was all over was it Don Costa?
Don Costa, you know.
Yeah, I've been around. I was in England, and I kicked it over there. I love, you know, the whole indie circuit over there. I did my thing in some clubs. Southport Weekender. Where's that?
Ooh, are you serious right now, Big Game? Southport Weekender, you know. I know that's not what you just said.
Yes, I did.
I know you did not just say Southport Weekender, the ultimate in clubbing and partying in the UK. That's when it comes to clubbing in the UK, right, and partying and that, Southport Weekender is our Super Bowl. It's our summer jam. It's our WrestleMania. It's all those events when it comes to over here. Southport Weekender, man.
Oh man, that was some fun right there, boy. I had a blast. The music was awesome. I mean, just people you don't know who they are, but they're so dope. And then you got some couple name brand people come through, but it'd be some dope neo soul R&B.
Yes.
UK.
Talk to them.
Some of the best people in the business and the most well off people in this industry are people you don't even know their name. They doing good.
True. Yeah. True indeed. I'm going to tell you something, St. James. I've only been to Southport Weekender twice, right? I've only been there twice. The first time, I don't want to talk about it, okay? I want to erase it out of my head. Let's put it like that, right? Bad experience, right? So I didn't think I'd go there again. I went there 2 years later. 2 years later, I went there, right? Not only did I see, was it Mint Condition? Mint Condition was out there. Jazzy Jeff was out there. And most notably, Jill Scott was out there.
Oh, that's when Jill was just fresh out that first album from Killing.
Jill Scott.
Come on, man. Jill Scott, that The Way, Long Walk, He Loves Me, all them records.
Woo!
R&B, poetry, spoken words, she was killing.
Yes.
Man.
Yes. Now, people.
Okay, that's 2000 and...
Probably late 90s, if it wasn't the late 90s, I'd say it was in the 2000s, definitely.
Okay, yeah, like 2002,
probably around that time, because she and Angie. Yeah, she and Angie Stone come out roughly the same time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you know that you won't see none of them doing nothing big no more. That's what I'm trying to say about the American music. You don't hear no, they still singing, they still got making hits, they still dope, and you don't hear none about the whole with music soul child, Malau, all the whole neo soul movement was killing it.
Yes.
Where they at now? The record labels they don't have no money for that budget for that type of art.
Yeah, that hurts, that's, you know. Like, that hurts massively. I'm glad I've got someone like you on the show right now, man, because this is the first time, this is a real insight in how R&B is, the state of R&B where it is now. Like, a few months ago, we had Rough Ends on the show.
Okay.
We had Rough Ends.
Okay, I'm telling you. Yeah, them guys are just trying to fight back, too. Fight
yeah?
Back, come back, bring it back.
Yeah, they've joined your fight, man. They've joined your fight. It is a, I'd say the R&B is definitely a tougher fight than it is hip-hop right now. Personally, I think hip-hop's good now. I think hip-hop's good you know what I mean, where you can't turn around and say, oh, hip-hop's dead and this, that. Because if you still think that...
You may not like the music, but hip-hop making hella money.
Yeah.
Bro, that's a damn show.
Yeah. Hip-hop's good right now. My thing is, if that's still in the people's mentality now about hip-hop, you're the one with the problem. Now, we need to focus more on the R&B side of things, man. What you're telling me is really interesting, and I'm learning a lot today, so I have to big you up for that, man. You know what I mean? For sure. No doubt, man. When I saw Jill Scott, it was, what, 2012? Right, 2012. So she's already established. She was smashing it. She's doing her thing. And people, if you ain't seen Jill Scott live, why? Let me tell you something. Even I can't call myself a fan of Jill Scott up until that point. Live performance, she's bad. She's bad.
Yes.
She's bad, man. All right, let's keep it moving, though, man. You know what I mean? Because we're not aborting the R&B mission today. Okay, I'm repping for you. No, we're not. Okay, new EP, Intuition, available by the time this goes out on World One Radio on the BDSIR network. Man, what is it? A 3-song EP? Tell us about it.
It's 3-song EP on the. I produced Maxine Jones from Invoke.
What? Drop the bomb on them.
Yeah, three songs. Maxine and I, our relationship. Been a little interesting because financially there was some unfinished business, so I own all the records, all the mastering, the rights to the music, so I just put them out and keeping it moving, try to get my money on the back end and keep it moving. But if she's smart, she'll let this promotion ain't gonna do nothing but put a little jolt in her, man, to help her out. So we'll see. I'm just trying to get my bread back, but the records are phenomenal. I believe the 3 songs are hot. I'm trying to showcase my production side of things.
Yeah.
I sing, I write, I'm doing as an artist, but I'm also a producer and everything else. So I would like to, I'm just basically putting out artists that I did records with, and St. James featuring the artist, and then that way I still get my credit as a producer.
Right.
I'm doing a Quincy Jones thing. You know,
Right.
Yeah, that's all I'm doing. Quincy Jones featuring Tevin Campbell, Tamia, you know, I brought James Ingram out back in the early
80s. Yeah.
That kind of, yeah. Because you got to be multifaceted. You can't be just limited to being in one spot as an artist. Like, I'm good as an artist. Don't get it twisted. But I'm a CEO, producer. I run my latest. I got a lot of hats, so I'm just showing off that part of my repertoire in terms of what I can do. And, you know, hopes that people want to work with me, because I really want to reproduce some other artists that really need hits.
Oh, definitely, man, definitely, you're going in the right direction, man. I mean, why, you know, it surprised me, you know, when I was reading up on you and checking out your social media, and I saw that post that you're working with Maxine Jones, and that stunned me. That straight stunned me, man. You know what I mean? And it goes back to what you were saying earlier, you know what I mean, that, like, R&B is like, there's not much money in it again, that you hardly hear from people. And, you know, En Vogue was like my mom's favorite group back in the day. You know what I mean? And every now and then she'll ask me, yo, what's happened to En Vogue? What's happened to them? You know, they used to be this and they used to be that. You only heard from one person out of the group. Was it Dawn Robinson?
Dawn Robinson. Yeah, she was with Lucy Pearl with Rafael Medina a while back. They had
Yeah.
Even the same thing, you know, dope artists like that just now being able to get nothing popping on the mainstream. It's incredible. You sad, man. No mainstream R&B artists are doing anything, and any R&B artist that's out there calling stuff R&B, they recategorize it as pop, and now they're taking the R&B, they used to be urban AC, now they get back to R&B, and the new R&B that you're hearing ain't even R&B.
It's true. It's like a different breed. It's a different breed. I mean, over here in the UK, we had something called, well, we still do, but we had something called MTV Bass, okay? MTV Bass,
okay.
What they do, they focus on R&B and hip-hop. I can tell you now, St. James, I haven't watched MTV Bass
since 2000 and... Put it like this. Put it like this, okay. 2010 did not start.
Wow.
Put it like that. That's the last time I watched MTV Base.
Wow.
2010 didn't even start. Hmm?
It's still a thing, though? It's still a thing?
As far as I'm aware, I think...
If I had to Google it.
Yeah, that's after that. Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Wow.
You don't hear from MTV. MTV has become not so MTV that much that you hear more from VH1. That VH1 is doing MTV's job. That's how crazy things have gotten.
Yeah, it's crazy. And the whole industry's in the flux, man. And I think after the pandemic hit, a lot of them, they really hurt now because they didn't make a lot of money last year, the record labels.
Yeah.
They hurt like everybody else. But, you know, people just need to take a step back, stop being so greedy. And we gotta as a global community, we gotta figure out how to just, you know, to help everybody, man, in this situation. Can't be, you know, well off people, you know, are less well off than they were, but they still well off. People that were not well off are even less, more poor. They're more poor than they were when they started. So they're hurting more than a well-off person that lost a little bit of money. Come on, man. We got to change the greed, man. It's the greed and selfishness. I really can't, my heart can't take that kind of stuff as a basic human being.
I
like it, bro. The selfishness, the greed, and the need to be negative towards other people for no reason. You can still communicate your disdain for something, and that be your opinion and your philosophy, and still respect another man's decision of how he want to live and what he do, as long as it's not hurting somebody.
Yeah, we're too sensitive these days, man. You know what I mean? Something we see on the social media, and, you know, least little thing, you know, is offensive these days. You know what I mean? Like back in the golden era, it wasn't like that, man, because they want you wanted to get away with it. Almost. Now it's like,
almost.
Yeah, now you write a little something, or throw up a little meme, and like, you know what I mean? You're offending somebody, no matter what.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just try to be optimistic and just put all my energy into my music. If I play basketball as a cool job, I just leave it on the court and put it in my craft. So I think people also are out here doing too many things and not good at nothing, but you can focus on one or two things that you're good at and become great at both over time. And that's the problem. A lot of young people have no patience to become great at something. They're doing a bunch of stuff and end up going nowhere, getting nothing out of it. If they focus on something that they're good at and become great at that one thing, it's just gonna change your whole life. That's some bit of information someone gave me.
True indeed, man. You're doing okay for yourself, man. That much I can say. You're a student. You know how to do it. You know what I mean? You're discovering artists of your own and all that. You know what I mean? And have you always been like that? You know what I mean? Always keeping a keen eye and a keen ear on artists, because now it's like you're putting the world onto a lady called Rena Lynn. I think she's just one of the artists.
Yeah, Filipino American out here in San Jose, California. Yeah, man, I can work with anybody. If you got talent, I can make it dope. I can make it sound dope. And this is not even a braggadocious statement. This is just, I got a great team around me, and we put records together, we vet songs, and we know talent, and we got ears. And I think what you're hearing is just
quality, man.
She just had a baby and got married, so she's singing as a profession. So she took a mother and a wife who hadn't been really active in the music industry or music, and put her on a dope record, and she sounds phenomenal on that song.
That's right, because that video she did with her, she was actually pregnant at the time, right?
Yeah, we used the pregnancy because she was about to pop, she was about to give birth.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's use the pregnancy as a prop, so to speak, for me as the man to suck it up, because you're going through the hormonal stuff as a pregnant woman. So that was the concept of the video. I got to suck it up while she, because, you know, most men don't take pregnancy
you will. Things shift. She gets moody. She's irritable. She's craving everything.
Yeah.
Attitude. Feeling all her mood swing. So we sit on the back and like, I want my woman back.
Yay.
Just because you stuck it up because you got me pregnant. Now you got to deal with all my issues.
No, but you know what? I loved how you did that, you know, because that's something like that right there. You do not see it often in music. Never mind R&B.
Right.
You don't see that in music, period. Once someone is pregnant, that's it. You don't see them for 9 months. You don't see
right.
them until, and then even after that. You don't see
you
them.
Be transparent. We real. I'm a real, listen, as a real artist, my attitude is simply this. I don't want to talk about the Hollywood foo-foo stuff. I want the, wait till you see some future music coming. Freeze keep calling me, Too Grown for Gay. I got some heaters coming, and I'm talking about, I'm not afraid to just be real. Like, when things are great in my life as an artist and doing good, I talk about it. When I'm not having a good day or things aren't going well for without my project or something, I talk about that too. You can't get on here and just make the sunshine all the time. You got to talk about the rain too.
Well, but that's exactly what it says in your bio, man. You know what I mean? You don't just make love music. You make life music. Okay?
Right.
And that's what it is, man. You can't get better than life music because by through life music, that's how the people connect with you. That's why the people love Mary J. Blige so much. There is only one person on this earth who don't like Mary J. Blige. Not one.
Oh, not one, bro. And when you see her, did you see her biography?
I saw it, St. James. I saw it.
I didn't get to see it yet. Is it good? It looks like it's phenomenal.
Yes. I recommend it to anybody. Even if you're not an... You see, it's that insightful. You don't even have to be an R&B fan to appreciate that with Mary J. Blige. You know what I mean? That's how powerful it is. You know what I mean? I took time... See, I'm the sort of person, I can't sit down and watch a documentary, a film or anything because I've got so much going on. You know what I mean? Just like you, you got so much going on. But I took
right.
time out. I dedicated time and I sat down and I said, right, on this day, I'm going to watch Mary J. Blige, right? My life documentary.
Right.
And I'm so glad I did. You know what I mean? I'm
like,
so glad I did.
Yeah.
I recommend it to anybody. Anybody!
Okay. I'm like... You got me up to watch it. I'm gonna watch it. That's why I put it in my favorites and save it. I'm going back to it. I just went up. I've been so busy promo lately, but I'm definitely gonna watch that. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, man, it'll always be there, man. So don't worry yourself. You continue working on your craft. You continue dropping all these EPs and projects that you be on. And hey, you know what I mean? The Mary J. Blige team will always be there, man. You haven't got to worry about that. You know what I mean? All 20, 30 years from now, it's still there to watch. You see what I'm saying? But yeah, man.
Right.
Let's talk more about the music, man. I mean, man. Intuition album is out there, people. You know what I mean? Go stream it wherever you can stream music. At time of this interview going out on World One Radio, it's out there right now. Okay? Let's talk about one of your biggest hits, man. Tinkar, Please Be Gentle. You remade
yep.
the Frederick classic. That is it, 80s classic? Woo!
80s, mid-80s, 85, I believe. Frederick dropped it.
Who saw that coming? That's what I like. I never saw that coming. Now,
yeah.
St. James, I've got to ask you, why that particular track? Why that one?
Because no one had touched it since Frederick. And it was one of my favorite records since I was in high school and had house parties. We used to slow dance back in the day.
Yeah!
So I always remember that. So the DJ would slow it down, and at least after a few, he'd be playing the fast records for a while, then he'd slow it down every hour or so and give us guys a chance to kind of get our groove on. And you know, you got your eye on somebody the whole night, she's looking at you. Time to slow dance, you go, hey,
tonight's the day. Hey! People don't know about that. People don't know about the old school, you know. People don't know. Not even I know.
They don't know.
Not even I know because I was too young. I knew about it. I knew about it. You see, St. James, my generation, right? My generation, when it comes to dancing, my generation be like, yeah, we're bubbling up on a woman. You know what I mean? We're slowly advancing on a woman, bubbling up, and then we get our groove on. And one or two things gonna happen. You're either gonna flow with it, or you're gonna get blam. One of the two.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Yeah, it wasn't, would you like to dance, and you hold your hand out like this, would you like to dance? Nah, use the wrist to bubble up like, behind them or whatever, and you say like, vibe out,
right.
and it either works or it don't, okay?
Right. And the
generation before that, hold your hand out, you would like to dance. Beautiful.
That's right.
The generation of today, as far as I understand, they're not even on it like that. They're just dancing like this.
Back in my day, you bet you luckily see any kind of the girl revealing anything too much, especially the mama, because they get home, mama wasn't playing, or the grandma was home, or somebody, especially if you're black. But this generation, no holds barred, no, they don't leave nothing to the imagination, nothing, bro. So back to the Frederick record.
Yeah.
So I cut that record, man. And the guy that originally wrote the song, Jerry Mims, is a friend of mine now, but he's a friend of my brother's initially. My brother hooked me up with him. I said, listen, normally you got to go through a cover. I would have had to cover it exactly like Frederick did it. But
right.
I went to the guy that wrote and owned the composition and writing and publishing directly. I said, listen, I like to do a derivative vibe of this song. I like to hook some of the elements of Gentle, but I want to kind of make it fresh for 2021.
Yeah.
2020. He said, go ahead, I heard some of your other stuff, do what you gotta do and let me hear when you're done. Man, I slapped him with that record. He was like, dude, he went in on it. He said, listen, I gotta give you publishing rights to this. He gave me 50% rights to that Gentle, my version. I own 50% of that record.
Results.
And 50% on a remake of a derivative? Come on, that's like unheard of. So even Frederick, they don't own no publishing on Gentle. He just sang the song with Janet. Frederick don't got no rights to that record. He's just a performer on it. That's it. And I don't think he's happy about it. He ain't happy about it. I called him up, too, before I dropped the record. I tried to...
I was going to ask you, you know, how Frederick felt about it. You know what I mean? That you remade a classic like that.
He wasn't happy, bro. I can tell you right now, I recorded him being a jackass to me. I'm just going to say it.
Whoa!
He was a straight arse, as you would say in Australia.
Australia. Have you been to Australia, by the way?
Yes, I've been to the Brighton Sands.
Wow. Wow. You've been a lot of places, hour, boy.
16-hour flight from L.A. Beautiful beaches. Beautiful women, just a great, great country to some degree. We know their history of being prejudiced against people of color with aborigines and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I get off. So they still have a mindset of a superior race or class of people, but they love black people. They love certain Americans.
Right.
American black people get a lot of love in certain countries like Germany. In Australia and the UK. It's just because of our culture and the way we talk a little bit. I think that's all it is. But at the end of the day, like Kanye West said, you can have a bend, but you're still a you know what in a bend.
Yeah, man. True indeed, man. True indeed. Oh, boy, Australian.
Freddie didn't like it, bro. He didn't like the he liked the record.
Yeah.
He didn't dog the record. The record was hot. He was like, it's real hot. But he was not happy because he said, I'm still hot in the UK. Like, he still thinks he's still doing his thing. That song, his original version, is still a fan favorite. And I didn't do that record to upstage Frederick and Janice. And do you know Janice's backstory? The girl that sang the duet with him in the original version? She died of epilepsy. And she never got to go on the road and tour with Frederick on that record.
Oh, Lord.
Because she wasn't skinny enough. Can you imagine that crap? Hey, that's when Vanity 6 and Apollonia and them was real hot, the little fair, the red bones, the light skin, and the skinny girl.
Yeah. Oh,
But Janice, all Janice was, she was very proportionate. She she was curvy. So Janis would be the bomb in today's type of female shape.
Yeah.
The type of shape he had was just like how they like love him now. All booty and boobs. You know what I'm saying? It's incredible. So that was a problem back in the 80s, in mid-85, because they wanted the women all lean, spandexed out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's different now. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter if you're athletic build or you're chubby build or whatever. You know what I mean? Something for everybody now. You know what I mean? Everybody get love now.
Right. Hey, you can't tell them nothing now, boy.
It is. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying, man. Back in the day, you used to be skinny as... Like, I won't tell you this, right? Quick story, I'm St. James. You remember the film The Last Dragon?
Yeah, Bruce Leroy.
Yeah, Bruce Leroy, right? Back in the day, I used to fancy off the female that was, like, the lead female in that film. I was like, wow!
That was Vanity Six, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Right. Okay. So, I watched it recently now. And I never realized how skinny she was and everything. I was like,
skinny as hell.
I had a crush on you? How did that happen?
you know why? Because the visuals, the medium, the way they market and advertise, those were the type of women that our subconscious became conditioned to see, and we found ourselves attracted to.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right. Yeah, man, I had a huge crush on her back in the day. I was like, yo! You know what I mean? The crush on her was that bad that I felt it for the little brother. You know what I mean? Because the brother... Get your hands off my woman! The man must be 10 years old. Funny.
Right. Hey, he was more grown than Bruce Leroy.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Bruce Leroy, you knew nothing about that, man. You know what I mean? No, martial arts. you saw dedicated to martial arts. You didn't know nothing about females, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Classic films, man. Classic films. Yo, final question, St. James, before we close out the show. With some of your chosen selection of tunes. Let's talk about the Tinkar Simple Man. Is that featuring your pops?
Yeah, that's my pops, man. 77 years old. He had a record deal back in the day. Had a Billboard record. You know, back then, you know, those artists were getting the same treatment. Like, they were getting their money taken. They didn't get their publishing on the writing. My pops wrote the record, their main hit record, and most of the songs on their album. Never got really major publishing and kept the publishing. Luke from 2 Live Crew sampled the record. Still, he didn't get a dime. So, you know, that breaks your heart when you go through that process as an artist. And, you know, even though he's 77 now, he has never got past that pain. So, you know, when I had opportunity to get to where I'm at now as a producer and have the team, the engineer, the production stuff I have that really make the sounds right, I said I was going to put together an EP for him, so give him, as he's on the backside of his life, I want him to go out with a legacy of music, leave a legacy to my niece, and grandchildren. So the Simple Man, he pops is just a simple dude.
Yeah.
High maintenance. He's laid back. He's sweet as pie. Cool as I don't know what. My best friend. And the thing about pops is, man, he doesn't even know he can sing that good. But I knew he could, and I pulled it out of him. And that's what I do. Maxine's song. Maxine ain't sounded that good since in Vogue sound.
Wow.
I had to force her to stay away from the In Vogue sound that the vocal does. The vibrato. I'm like, no, Max, that ain't gonna work in 2021 and 2020. I said, you got it. So anyway, I pulled it out of Pops, and the records are beautiful. And Pops, and the thing about the song, Pops penned it. Pops can write. He's got a really dope pen. He's a writer.
Oh, what?
I just produced it and oversaw it and executed and made sure it was arranged properly. And my engineer mixed it, like, beautifully, so exciting record. The video's even, the video compliments, very classy video, 77. He's like a Ron Isley style. He's doing his thing, man. and I can't wait to drop it tomorrow. Everything officially drops midnight American time, PST.
Yes, yes, people, you want to go pick it up, man. Go pick it up. Matter of fact, don't just pick that up. Check out all the catalog. You know what I mean? Check out
all. St. Jane, just type in St. Jane in your favorite platform, and my music should come up.
Yep. That's right, man. You know what I mean? Back the Covers EP, Intuition. You know what I mean? All that good stuff that out there.
To the face. I got a record called To the Face for those of you that indulge in the cannabis trade.
Y'all pick up all the cannabis crew, man. You know what I mean? Hey, it's legal for some, not legal for others. But however you do it, do your thing, man.
Hey.
It ain't me, I'm not that guy, but do your thing. More power to you.
I don't judge people that be turning up them beers and them liquor. That liquor don't judge me because I smoke, you know, cannabis. That's all I'm saying. Do your thing, I'll do my thing.
Yeah, do your thing, man. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying, man. Y'all pick up the music. Ladies, you gotta love St. James. You know why? Man's got a tune called Get the D. Something like that.
The D. Hey, they love that record. That record got over 500,000 streams already.
Hey, St. James. Hey, I love the video even more, though.
Yeah, you saw that video.
I saw the video, man. Like, whoo! Hey!
That's just part one. I got three parts to this D. That's CC part one.
Hey.
It was only 1 minute and 8 seconds. That first part. Now the second part coming.
Creativity at its best, you know. Creativity at its best. That's what's up, man. You know what I mean? I've got to big you up. You know why? Because I feel like you have now put Chicago on your back. You know what I mean? Because we know somebody else put Chicago on his back. And he killed it, man, since the 90s. But then he got caught.
He's going through it right now. He's in court now on trial on TV, national TV, going to court.
Going through it right now, man. And oh boy. What a shame. What a shame.
Listen, bro, that's why my personal life, I'm very laid back and I try to keep myself very clean and simple, man. I'm going to tell you right now. I don't deal with people that try to get my business. My personal business is my business.
Right.
And that's the problem with a lot of people in the music business. They be wanting to know your personal business. You will get your feelings hurt getting in my business. I'm 53, by the way. So I'm too damn grown for game.
I hear that. 53 is all, you know. You see? That's that melanin power right there, man. You know what I mean? 53 years old, man. Man, I mean, 53 looking like 33.
Right. and then with that being said, you know, you can hate on the age, because I got the brain and the wisdom for it. I may not look it at times, but I got the brain and experience, which gives me an advantage. I'm still marketable enough to pull it off, and not just, you know, looking too old about it. But I'm also seasoned and wise enough to know what to do now. So it's incredible, great place to be.
No doubt, man. Yo, you keep doing your thing, man. You know what I mean? Keep your quality music out there, you know, people. You want to check it out, man. All streaming platform where you can stream. Matter of fact, let's give them a preview, man. BDSIR Network, the best damn show in worldwide radio. We rock the spot, R920, sponsored by Got the Jules, who got the juice now, and the Princess Hair Extensions. Yeah, man, you just heard a classic, people. The man called St. James, people. Wow. Let's close it out, man. The only way we know how I'm repping for you, and we're repping for St. James right now. With that said, before you give your shout-outs and all of that, let the people know where they can find you on the social media and stuff, right? And also, we're going to play two tunes of your choosing. We want you to choose the tunes. We're going to play them just like that. So go ahead.
Okay. All right. First of all, you can find me on my official website. If you're an independent artist out there, go back to an official website. That's how you begin to monetize your brand and everything you do.
instead of giving it away for free. I'm going to start with my official website, stjames.com, www.stjames.com, official. You can find me on Instagram at stjamesofficial. You can find me at Twitter, St. James, all things St. James. That's what's up. I want to send a shout-out to my promotions director, Lisa English, for connecting this. And her. Thank you, Lisa. I want to thank my team on the production side of things, my pops, all the artists I'm producing and putting out here in the future. Thank you, of course. And all my people out there that love R&B, my R&B family. I don't like calling my people that support me fans, because fans means fanatical.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody fanatical about anything I do. No, don't do it. Don't be fanatical about me. But the music and me as a, and we're family. If you love R&B like I do and you're passionate about it and you're not willing to afford R&B, then we're family. So my music family out there, appreciate all y'all support for independent artists and all y'all do for me, man. And I love you guys, man. And the two songs I want you to pick is Make It Do What It Do.
Yeah! Yeah!
Make It Do What It Do and Be a Gentle.
And Be Gentleman. I mean, for people who haven't heard the new version of it yet, yeah, man, I like that, man. I like, that's how we gonna run it? Yeah, man, that's how we gonna run it, man. That's what's up, man. Yo, you just heard a classic, man. My name is Grant Body P of Worldwide DJ Coalition alongside the St. James, man. Salute! Hey, stay on the line, man. Stay on the line.
Okay.
Hey, 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 hey. Special request to all the gals from North, South, East and West. From your body look good and you know you have the God bless. Broke wine, broke a man's spine. Watch right now.
Hey girl, let me holler at you.
Hey girl, I must admit that I love waking up next to you. Your body gets me excited. I'm down what you wanna do. Girl, I can't get enough. You're constantly on my mind. I know you're running late for work, but girl, I need it one more time. From the moment that we get through, baby, then all my love, I'll give it to you. Your body, come and give it to me.
Girl, you got it.
Girl, anything you want, it's alright.
You feel me?
'Cause this is what I like, baby, yeah. I like the way you feel. I like the way you touch me, girl.
Tang Coalition.
Girl, I understand that your body needs attention tonight. Don't wanna take away from your body's perfection by being too rough. It's not enough to just be gentle, so don't wanna make it hard, cause it's all way too simple. Oh, yeah. So don't you ever stop being in my world.
I don't ever wanna stop loving you, boy. So don't you ever stop giving me joy.
I'll be gentle.
Please be very gentle.
When I'm loving you. When I'm loving you.
Boy, I hope you understand that you're
like I love, I'll keep it simple. So just come and celebrate our love. Let not be judgmental, baby. I won't stop loving you, loving you. So won't you ever stop being in my world.
I don't ever want to stop loving you, boy. So don't you ever stop giving me joy.
Best damn show in the world.